leave Phil Young on hold and played the whole song. That wouldn't be fair. That wouldn't be fair. This could be his new theme song, though. Our next guest is an author, a historian, a bit of a goofball. Among his many works, I'm taking the headphones off. Tillinghast! Creator of golf courses. Now the whole house knows that I am speaking to Phil Young. Phil, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
I am wonderful. So here we go. Folks are starting to write this. Reports are leaking out that they're going to actually bring a PGA championship to Bethpage, which would be wonderful, and a Ryder Cup to the black course at Bethpage, which would be disastrous. You told us about this years ago. What are you hearing? What is causing this to become news now?
The word is leaking out that it's everything done but signed, and expecting it to be signed today and announced today. And as soon as that happens, I know it'll be even a little wackier out there with some people.
So no truth to the rumor that the PGA of America is going to get this deal done and then announce it Tuesday of next year's U.S. Open?
That would be proper, but you see, they have a better payback by having the black hosted the PGA Championship in 2019.
Yeah.
You see, with Wingfoot hosting the Open in 2020, the black will actually sell out all the corporate tents, and there'll be fewer... much less money available for that the following year at Wingfoot. And that's actually true.
Oh, boy. Oh, but really? Is that where we're at now?
That, in fact, that is one of the reasons, in my opinion, why the USGA, when they realized that Bethpage was being considered for either the 2020 or 2021 PGA Championship, decided to not go every 10 years out at Pebble, but moved Pebble up to 2019, and then did Wingfoot at 2020. Way far out after announcing that they wouldn't do that anymore. And they had just kind of missed the calendar on the PGA because the PGA had an opening in 2019. They bit their nose to spite their faces.
Oh, my goodness. All right, now this is all alleged because Phil's kind of half nuts, but I love that. I love that about him. So this is going to be official. Now, part of the discussion is a potential rerouting of the black golf course, which I know you would not be in favor of being a Tillinghast historian. It's a Tillinghast masterpiece, but this all centers around the 18th hole. Does the 18th hole matter? I don't think the 18th hole matters as much in a Ryder Cup because a lot of the matches may not get there. It clearly matters at a PGA Championship. You've seen a couple of U.S. Opens there now. You've seen your brother shoot the course record. You've seen a playoff event there. What do you think of the 18th hole, and what can, if anything, needs to be done?
The 18th hole is a fine hole, and frankly, I think it should be left alone. It's in both Opens, it was either the seventh or eighth most difficult hole on the course. There were more bogeys on that on Sunday by the last few pairs in both Opens than almost any other hole on the back nine. So it plays tough. It really can. But if for those who have this in their minds and need to be changed, there's really three things you can do. One thing you should not and cannot do is ask the players to walk over two fairways and play the 18th hole of the red. Number one, it's a far worse hole than the 18th hole of the black. Number two, it's a ridiculous thing to do, especially when the first fairway of the red is a site always used for corporate tents, et cetera, because they need to make their money, both PGA and USGA.
Yeah,
so
we
then
understand that.
You can do one of three things. Number one, you can reroute the course for the tournament. Nothing wrong with that. You can go start on hole number two and end on hole number one. Number one's a great hole.
Can you start on two? Isn't two's across the street?
So what? You have to go across the street anyway. The second thing you can do,
typical New Yorker,
start on number two, and when you come off 14,
he didn't
finish it by going to 17, 18, 1, and then finish up on 15 and 16, two of the hardest par fours on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of like that. That idea.
They could do that.
Yeah.
But what I think they should do is simply build one new tee box left of 17T and play the par, the 18th hole now. That's about a 480-yard dogleg left up the hill, par 4 finishing hole. The reaching the fairway at the base of the hill, it will be where you'll be driving to, even the big boys. So now you're left with a big drive and a big iron into the green up the hill.
Is that target big in, is the target big enough for that? Is the green complex big enough to be dealing with a 5-iron and hybrids?
Absolutely. They're not going to play down the first fairway because they will have to hit over a scoreboard, trees, and spectators.
Yeah, one tree keeps that from happening. You put one well-placed tree, and then you can't play left.
And they always put the big scoreboard right there. So that won't happen.
Yeah, that right there is interesting. Phil Young, our guest, we're talking about the announcement that the Bethpage State Park and the Black Course will host the 2019 PGA Championship and the 2024 Ryder Cup. Now, I thought that the idea of playing the 18th hole at the red was that we would play from the 18th tee on the black, and then all of a sudden the fairways are kind of running caddy corner, and we'd play across a couple of fairways, and then just up the 18th fairway on the red up to the 18th green. I thought we were start. It wasn't substitute one 18th hole for another. We were actually going to start.
And when you do that, you now are playing a hole that's about 700 yards long.
Okay,
well, by then should be a driver and 8-iron anyway.
That's it. Better not be. So that won't work either.
No.
Is there anywhere else to put a teeing ground besides where it is, somewhere in between where it is and 480?
Oh, you can move it up a little from there. There's no question. You can do that anywhere along there. Now, though, from the top of the hill where it sits, all the way back, it's playing 440. So by going down where I'm suggesting, you can add anything from 40 to 80 yards, actually, and push it over 500 if you want.
It's 440 now?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then we leave it alone. That's what we do.
Exactly.
For crying out loud. It's 440, and it's uphill, and the fairway pinches in. Yeah,
right.
That's enough. Yeah. I didn't realize it was that long now. Obviously, we didn't play at all. When Jamie and I played, probably a long walk back there.
Oh, you told me you played all the championship tees.
I thought we did. Look, it doesn't matter. I made a triple on the hole. I'm sure we played it all.
Had to be 440 then.
All right, not surprisingly, we're out of time. We're always out of time. What does this mean to the state park? Because the whole reason this story came up 3 years ago, obviously you've got tremendous ties to the area. You love the area. You are worried about the future of the golf course in its healthy tournament state. Does this announcement provide the shot in the arm that the golf course and the whole complex needs?
Well, the first part of that shot was when Bethpage signed on Barclays. That there's major fiscal problems in the state of New York. A tremendous amount of money for maintenance at Bethpage had been reduced from its budget immediately following the 2009 Open. It was reduced by 25%. 7 permanent maintenance staff to the Black Course alone were laid off. So this was desperately needed to keep the money there to take care of not just the Black, but the rest of the place. And the part of the reasons for doing that is because of how much revenue Bethpage generates. It actually helps pay for almost the entire rest of the New York State Department of Parks. So it is a huge, huge cash cow for them. And having the major championships, the PGA Tour tournaments, is what will protect it from ever going back to the poorly conditioned course that it was.
So that helped. This is going to help more. This is good news, in your opinion.
Oh, this is tremendous news. Absolutely.
Awesome. And are your people going to behave themselves up there, Phil?
They always have.
That's not true. That is not, that's so not true.
But the one thing that I am absolutely thrilled about, I must tell you, the thing I'm most thrilled is everybody in the comments I'm seeing are calling for Phil to be the captain. And honestly, by then I'm just going to be too old.
I think they're talking about a never mind. We won't tell them. Phil, thank you so much for your time. We got to run, but great job telling us about this story 3 years ago. You were right. We pat you on the back. We cannot wait for the official announcement. And you heard it here first, years and years and years ago. You're not.
And
you're
that's not as important too, Brian, because in things that I've seen written already, is people are claiming that, in all seriousness, that they broke the story first. And it really bothers me that your show is not being recognized for that, and that's why I wrote that on Shackelford's site today.
Well, you're very kind. It doesn't bother me. But you're very, and it wasn't me, because it was you anyway. You had it, and you're not nearly as crazy as I make you out to be. So thank you very much.
I think everybody knows that.
I don't know. Phil, great stuff. GoldenAgeResearch.com. If you want to get in touch with Phil Young, he'll find out something about your golf course that you didn't know, and he'll tell you about it in emphatic terms. Phil, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, Brian.
All right, that's Phil Young, author, historian. He's not nearly that crazy, is he? He had it the whole time. Look, it's his story. It's not my story. I'm just lucky enough to get to know him, and I find him very entertaining, and we always run out of time when we talk to him.